This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The government confronts the new normal. It will change its measure of unemployment.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The unemployment rate in the U.S. right now is 9.8%. At least that's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us. Most economists believe that the government's monthly employment survey leaves out millions of Americans who are no longer considered in the workforce. Well, now the government is changing the way it measures long-term unemployment because so many Americans have been out of work for so long. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale has the story.
Until now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics hasn't counted anyone as being unemployed for longer than 2 years. Tom Nardone is an assistant commissioner of the Bureau.
I think it goes back to the days when it actually was a paper form that was filled out and only 2 digits were allowed.
So anyone out of work for more than 100 weeks was recorded as 99 weeks. But Nardone says that's changing.
When we did look back on the data, we found that we never had this proportion, this 11% who were hitting that top coat. So it wasn't really, an issue.
Beginning with January's jobless report, the average period of unemployment in America is likely to jump.
The reason we're making the change is we suspect that the average duration of unemployment has been understated.
Now, the jobless survey will record people out of work for up to 5 years. Nardone says the more accurate statistics will better measure the true depth of the economic downturn. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
To the world of tech now, the online company Groupon may raise almost $1 billion from private investors to fuel its growth. Reports say the company's board of directors have approved the move just a few weeks after the online coupon site reportedly rejected a $6 billion buyout offer from Google. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live with the details. Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, Jeremy.
So tell us why this tech financing deal matters outside Silicon Valley.
Well, because it shows just how huge this market is. Now, here's how this works, because people often ask me. I get an email offer every day from Groupon for a shop or a service here in Portland. Yesterday, it was 50% off at a local climbing gym. I could have gotten 80% off of Pilates classes. Not for me, but maybe for somebody. Now, if Groupon does raise another billion, it'll value the company at roughly $7.8 billion. That is much more than Google offered. The company's expanding overseas. It's already profitable. They're moving into Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan. But, there are a lot of cities and countries where you can't get your morning Groupon, at least not yet. So the potential is huge.
Pilates could really blow up. Mitchell, now, if Groupon raises the full $950 million from these investors, it would be by far the biggest venture capital financing deal since the mid-90s. Does that signal anything broader about the health of the economy?
Maybe not the economy as a whole, but definitely e-commerce. We saw again shopping for the holidays, online retail up 15%. So this may not indicate that consumers are about to spend us out of the recession, but I think it does say that if they're spending, they're going to do it, and they're going to look for their discounts online. And so investors who are searching out hot new technology trends are going to follow that with their money.
All right, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now, down in London about 10 points in the FTSE, but up mostly in Asia. The bailed-out insurance giant AIG has made a stunning stock comeback this year. Shares are up 97% year-to-date. Talk about a comeback. The world's top concert ticket seller in 2010, Bon Jovi. AC/DC was close behind. What year is this again? On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 20 points to close at 11,575.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
So we're on our way out of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Would you say it's a good time or a bad time to embark on a new career as a truck driver? Well, it turns out that in harder times, there may be more of a demand for trucks and, by extension, more demand for new drivers. In the latest installment of our Economy 4.0 series about new ways to measure the economy, Marketplace correspondent David Brancaccio reports on what might be called the semi-indicator.
Cuba, Missouri sits along lifelines of American commerce. First, historic Route 66, and now there's Interstate 44, a major artery for trucks across what the U.S. Census identifies as the center of the U.S. population. Cuba is also home to West Wind CDL Training Center, CDL as in Commercial Driver's License, what you need to drive a truck.
About 300 drivers a year come through.
Mark Leathers, formerly of the Missouri Highway Patrol, is West Wind's boss. His team gives newbie drivers 3 weeks of basic training. There's a few weeks more instruction once they get hired by trucking companies. It's Leathers with the surprising theory that trucking thrives during a downturn.
The trucking industry is really big right now. With the economic conditions the way they are, the bigger companies can't afford a warehouse near the material they used to. So now, these companies, when they need something, they've got to have it now. They can't wait on it, or it's not sitting in the back room somewhere. Everything is trucked. As soon as they call for it, it's on its way.
When companies are being careful during unsettled economic times, they may push the famed just-in-time delivery idea to its limits. Having low inventories of parts or products saves money. But Rosalind Wilson, a transportation analyst at Delcan Corporation, says trucking goes up when the economy goes up, not the other way around. Still, she says it's a useful economic indicator.
If you actually look at the numbers compared to last year, trucking is doing great. You know, 5.9, 10.1% increase over previous year, except the previous year was so low that we still aren't back up to where we were prior to the recession.
The boom at the driving school may stem from a shortage of drivers as older ones retire. It's calculated the country needs 400,000 new truckers this year and next. First years can earn into the high 30s annually, if they don't mind the hours, the traffic, or the time away from home. In Cuba, Missouri, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, the U.S. Postal Service, which lost more than $8 billion in the last fiscal year, has a new idea. Starting in January, reports say all first-class stamps will be considered forever stamps. Now it seems the only thing at the U.S. Postal Service that won't last forever is mail delivery. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Can a global business survive today without securities, derivatives, or even loans?
We don't owe nothing. We don't borrow. We haven't for many, many years.
You don't borrow money for this?
I don't borrow money.
I'm Bob Moon, getting by the old-fashioned way, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.